Welcome to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. We all contemplate making changes in our lives that would allow us to live more authentically, but it can be hard to take action. Allison is here to educate, equip, and empower you with the tools you need to start authentically living life your way. Get ready to eradicate your limitations and destructive patterns as you take full responsibility for your own happiness. This show is not just talk. It is conversation for profound self-awareness, acceptance, and appreciation, the key elements to stepping into the power as the creator of your very best life. The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe starts now.
Hey everyone, welcome. You're listening to The Alley Effect, authentically living life your way with me, Allison Blythe, certified life coach and licensed clinical social worker. You can join me the first and third Thursday of every single month right here on Transformation Talk Radio as we dive deep into this concept of authenticity, each time offering different topics that support you in your journey because let's face it, as amazing as the idea of authenticity really seems, it's a lot more challenging than it actually seems. And the realization, especially in today's day and age. So stay with me for the next hour as we discuss yet one more topic supporting you and offering you actual tools, tips, and resources to educate, equip, and empower you in authentically living life your way. This is where you can come to actually transform through practical tools and some real talk. So I want you to imagine with me just for a minute. So kind of an awkward thing, but let's play together for a minute. Imagine for whatever reason in life, you were presented with a situation in which you were asked to lay out, to publicly display every tool you own. Somebody came in your garage, your shed, your toolbox, wherever it may be, and they asked you to lay out for the whole world to see. What are the tools and resources that you have? Or if the kitchen fits any better, let's do the same thing, that you're asked to lay out every single piece of equipment, utensil, tool that you have, and lay them out on the counter. We want to take a look at how you manage and how you kind of get the job done, whether it be in the kitchen or the garage. What is it that we would see? How proudly would you be able, or maybe not so proudly, would you be able to lay out all of those items as we observe and take a look at what you use in order to get the job done? How well equipped would you feel? How clean, sharp, or effective and useful are all of those items that you use? Could you proudly display them and effectively explain what each one does in order to get these tasks done? Or would there be this awkward embarrassment and avoidance, or maybe just kind of a quick slip through because you just don't feel equipped for much of anything? Now, most likely, none of us are ever going to face a situation like that. And if somebody ever did ask you that, you probably thought that they had lost their mind. And that's okay. Just go with me with the analogy for a minute. Today, I want to talk about your toolbox. And it's probably a toolbox that you have never even thought about, probably never even really paid much attention to it at all or looked at it in any type of capacity. But today we're going to be talking about what I refer to as the SOS toolbox, and it is the sense of self. What is the equipment, the tools, and the resources you have? These are the top 10 tools that I wrote about in Misunderstood that outline actual tools and resources to help you figure out and navigate this thing called life. Actually from an educated, equipped, and empowered position. Really a game changer. This finally is my opportunity. We've been doing a lot of building blocks to get to this place of looking at this toolbox. This is something that I've nurtured from the ground up, so I'm thrilled about the opportunity to talk about it today. I wonder, do you ever just feel totally swept up into life? Like, do you take a minute sometimes in this sheer panic, like, where's the adult who's going to figure this out? Do you wait for that adult to show up to make the decisions or make the hard calls? Do you ever feel totally overwhelmed by the reality of life and everything that's commanded of you from day to day? Yeah, if you had to identify or lay out your tools, the tools that you use in life, what would they look like? If we could open up your inner garage, so to speak, and you put all of your tools on display, what would people see of how you cope with life? I know that my best equipment some days looks like overwhelm, uncertainty, imposter syndrome, exhaustion. Like some days I am not so well equipped to deal with this thing called life. I wonder, what do you do to solve problems? This is a show about authenticity, being able to show up in the world as your full self. What do you use in order to be able to do that? When you have a decision to make or a conflict to manage, when really life is calling you to be that capable adult, how do you figure that stuff out? What would it be like to have those tools and resources out on display? How well do you feel like you navigate this thing called life? Do you feel pretty confident and well equipped? I hope you do. But if you don't, if you really do struggle with people sometimes and solving problems, having hard conversations, showing up really well in the world and really as your full self, we're going to talk a lot about that today. We've got a show that you're going to be able to kind of dig into these pieces of your toolbox. If you've ever wanted to sound that siren, put out that desperate plea for help, that you are feeling overwhelmed or maybe frantic about this big adulting job in life, stay tuned, because today we are going to be addressing these tools, this toolbox, for you to take a look at the ways that you'll be able to cope and try to figure out life. Today, we're going to be covering the SOS toolbox, your treasure trove of 10 personal tools to help equip and empower you in life. And just like those sailors would cry out for help, save our souls, save our ships, this is your opportunity. This is your SOS call for your desire, your dire call for help and support. Really, this idea of like things are happening and I really need some help. Today, we are going to look at that to help you learn ways to show up with that solid sense of self. That's another SOS, solid sense of self, the adult, capable part of you that knows for the most part how to figure things out, even if it means asking for help. 10 tools designed to better equip you for life. If you stop to think about, most people grow up and they do what they're taught to do. My guess is that you were exposed to various situations when you were growing up. There were stressors or conflicts, there were conditions. And as kids, we do what kids do. We absorb, we take in information, and we begin to draw conclusions and understanding. Kids absorb what they're exposed to. I wonder if someone asked you, like, what were you exposed to? What is it that you witnessed of how people solve problems? Did you watch people drink too much, fight it out? Did people leave when they got upset in your family? Did they have knockdown dragouts? Did they just avoid, sweep everything under the carpet? What did you learn in terms of ways to show up in life and to deal with conflict or problems or stress, whatever it might be? If someone asks you the question, who are you? And I don't mean Allison, Fred, Jane, Mary, like really at the heart of it, who are you? What comes to your mind? How would you answer that? If someone asked you, who are you? How do you show up in the world? Have you stopped to think about what it is that really matters to you and how you're doing with creating a pretty healthy, happy, well-adjusted life? How are you doing with all of that? And how aligned are you with what really matters to you? This is absolutely your chance to dive into that and to be better equipped with knowing how to do that. As we discuss this toolbox, these are tools that most people need, just a basic level of toolbox that most people need to get through life, and yet very, very few people have. We'll be addressing this toolbox that is specifically created to assist you with really living life from a functional, confident, pretty joyful, happy place as an adult. And just like actual tools, if we go back to the garage or out to the kitchen, as we start to look at some of these tools, you might see that many of them have been passed down generation to generation. It's just kind of you're doing what the last generation, you're role modeling for younger generations. It's important to realize that some of your coping has probably been passed down from generation to generation, and honestly, might not be serving you very well. This is your opportunity to really stop and assess, do I want to keep doing the things that I've been taught to do? Some food for thought. You may have generations of lots of unhealthy coping that can be unlearned or learned differently right here and right now. And just like every household needs to be equipped with some basics, like most households should have at least a hammer, maybe a screwdriver, maybe a few nails or something. Like most households have the basics. Your kitchen probably has some spoons or some spatulas, some pots and pans. Like we all have this basic level of equipment. These are the basic tools for you, just top 10 tools for you to be able to have and be well resourced in dealing with life. And also, just like a regular toolbox, you're not going to use every single tool every single day in every situation, right? You don't just bring your hammer everywhere you go and just make sure, like, but you have it and you know when you need it and what tool is right for the job. This is very much like the SOS toolbox. You may find you use some of these very often. You may also find that you only need them sporadically when something really hits the fan or there's a more challenging situation. You've familiarized yourself enough with this toolbox to have some sense of, wait a minute, I think I know what tool might be right for this job. So what are these tools? Now, remember, this is a sense of self toolbox. So everyone is prefaced with self. So what are these tools? There's 10 of them. Self-anchoring. We're going to talk about each one individually during these segments. Self-anchoring, self-awareness, self-compassion, self-defining, self-honesty, self-honoring, self-permission, self-referencing, self-respect, and self-responsibility. And I wonder, even as I read those 10, where does that land in your body? Like, what are you thinking about? What gets stirred up for you? Do you see like, oh yeah, I got that one. I can understand that. Or are you kind of going like, oh man, that is definitely not the sharpest tool in my shed, right? We're going to sharpen these tools. I'm going to inform you about what each one of them are. And then I'm going to be able to explain a little bit more. What are the tools for this job? So today we're going to start at the top of the list and just work our way down and cover as many as possible so you have a better understanding. What is this SOS toolbox? This is really important stuff, just the basic life skills that you probably have never thought much about. These are really essential for your happiness, your well-being, and they really deserve your full attention and understanding. When we come back, we are going to talk about this SOS toolbox and these powerful life lessons. So grab your pen and get ready as you can take some notes as we cover this topic of SOS toolbox. Stay with me. You're listening to The Allie Effect with me, Allison Blythe, certified life coach and licensed clinical social worker, authentically living life your way. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at transformationtalkradio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit sharingloveandlightshow.com.
There is divinity within you. Join Lisa Belth on her show, The Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable, twice a month, and find that divinity that you deserve. Lisa will help you feel encouraged, empowered, and realize that you're not alone on your journey. With Lisa, address the foundation, the frame, and the finish of your dreams and become truly unshakable.
Know your own divine magic and extend peace and love to all with Reiki Master and author Brett Bevel. Brett offers empowering solutions with energy healing modalities, magical awakening, and psychic Reiki. Brett's latest book, Healing Racism Within, A Lightworker's Guide, draws on his own journey of growing up in a racist community and healing childhood trauma. For more on the most cutting-edge energy healing techniques, visit brettbevel.com.
We're back. Yeah, you're back, but I'm back too. We're back on The Allie Effect with Allison Blythe, certified life coach and licensed clinical social worker. Authenticity, right? Before we go any further, I really want to make sure you know how to be in touch with me. You can visit my website, allisonblythe.com. If you ever want to leave me a voicemail, please feel free to do so, 859-341-7773. And if you want to send me an email, allisonblythe@live.com. I'd love to hear from you. We cover some really significant stuff and your feedback really matters to me. I want to know what are you learning and what are you experiencing? What are you struggling with? Like, what don't you maybe understand or want some clarity about? Let me know how I can support you. Please don't ever hesitate to reach out to me. So today we're talking about your toolbox, really starting to get in there and take a look. We're going to introduce something called SOS, your sense of self toolbox, with the end result being that you have a pretty solid sense of self. And so I was wondering really, like, how well equipped do you feel to deal with life? How firmly planted do you feel in what works for you and what doesn't? We just covered a whole series about boundaries, and knowing how to have these tools will actually support your boundaried walk as you continue along this path of authenticity. How assured do you feel in dealing with people, decisions, vulnerability, making mistakes, having conflict with people? The SOS toolbox was created from my own existential crisis that I write about and misunderstood, that really, despite all of the years of clinical practice I had, the degrees that I had on the wall, certificates, reading more self-help books than any human should probably ever read, I found myself in a season of life where I was just totally ill-equipped. I did not know how to deal with the things that were happening in life. And let's just say I made a mess. My best attempts at coping really damn near brought me to my knees and, quite frankly, burned down quite a few important relationships in the meantime. I just came out swinging, you know, and I didn't have a toolbox or resources in spite of all of this knowledge, education, and information. Like, I just didn't know the pieces and parts to be this equipped. So these tools really came from piecemealing. Like, I just kind of had to muster this toolbox of my own. And through the writing of Misunderstood and digging out from underneath this existential crisis, I was finally able to find my footing to be able to kind of cope with things. And I wrote about them, which really was very empowering, because it was in digging out of my own crisis and then writing about these tools and getting some clarification and practicing them. Practice, practice, practice. You probably don't swing a hammer quite these days the way you did maybe when you were five, right? You learned and you practiced the way to use these tools. This is very much the same way. It allowed me to be able to kind of navigate and have some resources of dealing with all of this stuff. Then finally able to take them into clients and introducing them and helping them process and learn how to actually be able to use these tools. So let's dig in. What are these tools? We're going to start at the top. And the first one is self-anchoring. I use this word very deliberately because I want you to imagine being anchored, right? Standing very firmly and grounded, maybe even the imagery of standing on shore, right? Because life can be quite a wild ride in the deep waters, and maybe anchoring, visualizing, whatever's helpful to you. But for me, I always kind of picture this firm, grounded, steadfast place of being able to function. Are you someone who's a really deep feeler? That's kind of what got me into this muck. I was in so much emotion with things, stress mounting, tension, disagreements, feelings that I didn't really know how to navigate. Self-anchoring is your ability to find your footing so that you can actually stand firm in the face of hard times. It's your ability to process, calm, and soothe high stress and really deep emotions, yours or even other people's. You see, remember, we've talked about feelings being cues, feelings of overwhelm, fear, uncertainty. And good Lord, we've lived that for the past several years, right? These seasons of uncertainty, fear, terror, stress, conflict. These can all have very sweeping energy, if you stick with that analogy of the deep end, sweeping energy, riptide, that cause you to drift into some dangerous territory, some heated reactions or panicked reactions sometimes, some really unhealthy coping, and maybe even sometimes some very rash decisions. When you feel yourself getting very swept up into emotion, concern maybe about what's going to happen, what other people are thinking and what they're expecting of you, the demands of life, what may or may not happen. That's a lot of what we fear when things are uncertain. Self-anchoring is the ability for you to dig deep into a level of assurance, your own personal truth and your own personal power, the ability to really manage your own feelings and the ways that you speak or refer to yourself to get yourself calmed down and really back to a logical, focused point. It allows you to see stress and strain, emotions, fear, whatever it might be, in right size instead of that panicked place. At times, relationship, conflict, difficult decisions can all feel really deep and sweeping, kind of those heavy waves crashing into you. Maybe you're someone who's completely used to just reacting. You just have these heated reactions all the time. Maybe you are someone who avoids, you run the other way, you run offshore, right? Maybe you're someone who gets into the water and flails around and almost comes to the point of drowning. Self-anchoring is your opportunity to do this differently. It's a tool and a resource that allows you to establish yourself, to be able to navigate things, those deep waters of life. And it's the kind of what I refer to as the adult part of you that knows how to let yourself have your feelings, but then being able to respond rather than just reacting. It allows you to stabilize from a deeper, more solid part of yourself as you deal with the throes of conflict, but they prevent you from getting too far into the stress and the strain of it all. Anchoring allows you, it keeps you from crashing into other people, other places, other things. It allows you to kind of stand your own in this. So anchoring is your empowered ability. It's empowered energy that allows you to firmly, confidently, and consistently hold your own and yet still function from this place of authenticity, from a very assured, confident place. It doesn't mean you don't get scared. You don't feel overwhelmed. I mean, of course you do. We're human beings and life can be terrifying at times, but it's your ability to stay very grounded, to use your voice, your ability to ask for help, your strength and confidence, your ability to figure things out, and your intuition to activate that inner part of you. So calming, soothing your own emotion, stabilizing yourself and finding footing in the midst of really hard conflict. And also to be able to detach from others, right? Anchoring allows you to distance yourself so that you can find some type of way to let them swim their swim and do what they need to do without you getting too sucked into their conflict or their drama. It allows you to create some boundaries and some distance so that you're not getting into those waters with other people. Yeah, lots of people, pieces and parts to deal with self-anchoring. How anchored do you feel? Are you someone who can find your own truth and your strength and let others do that for themselves? Or do you tend to look to others to navigate to, or do you get sucked in? How is it that you find your footing in the midst of all of these deep emotional waters? Self-anchoring. Okay, let's move on to the next one. Self-awareness. If you've worked with me for 5 seconds, I have probably said something to you about being self-aware. Have you ever driven somewhere and all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, like, how did I get here? What's just happened? You really have absolutely no idea how you got there. If you turned the coffee pot off, if you stopped at the red lights, have you ever just gone through your routine without ever really tuning in and paying attention to what's going on? If it's leading you to the places you want to go, to be with the people you want to be, or if you're just continuing to do the same thing day in and day out. Good old Dr. Phil has a quote that says, you can't change what you don't acknowledge. Are you paying attention? Are you acknowledging what's going on inside of you in your own life? Autopilot, habit, routine create blind spots, and they actually erode your intentionality and your ability to focus on what's going on in life. They keep you from being deliberate and tuned in. If you find yourself lost in the abyss of your day-to-day, then self-awareness is going to be your starting point. Oftentimes when clients are doing this work, I'll just say to them, just pay attention, tune in. It is your ability to see what's happening inside of you and around you. This is your personal wake-up call to stay mindful to what's going on as you kind of snap out of that humdrum, lackadaisical perspective in life, because it puts you in the driver's seat. As you become more deliberate about your words, the choices that you're making, the thoughts you're entertaining, the energy you carry, and the feelings that you're willing to give energy to. Simply put, this tool calls for you to be mindful and intentional about what's going on in your world. It is one of the most critical tools you can ever have. If you have worked with me, you know that I'm always going to encourage you to be conscious, alert to your thoughts, your feelings, the needs, the behaviors that you're engaged in. It's your ability to tune in, pay attention to what's happening inside of you and others and in your surroundings, to see situations and emotions as they are in right size without denying them, minimizing them, or catastrophizing, right? It's like making a mountain out of a molehill. As you have a full understanding of what your needs are and actually healthy ways to try to meet them, it's being honest, being honest with your motives, what you're doing, why you're doing them, and recognize healthy versus unhealthy behaviors that you're doing inside of yourself, inside of others, being aware of how those are impacting you. There is a saying that when I started, I think maybe it was the second episode, know thyself, to thine own self be true. Self-awareness is your ability to be honest, to tune in and accept personal responsibility as you entertain healthy thoughts, behaviors, words, as you respect and honor what your needs are. I wonder, how tuned in do you feel? Are you pretty conscious of what's going on inside of you and around? Do you have a level of what they would refer to maybe as emotional intelligence, that you're pretty conscious of those things? Or have you been pretty overridden by autopilot and you're recognizing that you haven't been tuned into your own life? What needs your consideration? Lots of food for thought. There are the first two tools, self-anchoring, and then self-awareness. When we come back, we're going to go even deeper into this toolbox. I am Allison Blythe, and you're listening to The Ally Effect. When we come back, let's just keep diving in. Stay tuned.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit Clarity.com. That's Claire, Clare-ITY.com.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during My Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
Day-to-day living can be difficult in our world today. Most of us don't know how to live a peaceful, joy-filled existence. Learn how to break through these barriers and live a transformative life on Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa. Everyday Living in Peace, every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Dr. Lisa, visit EducationThroughEngagement.com.
We're back here on The Ally Effect with me, Allison Blythe, certified life coach and licensed clinical social worker. This topic of authenticity, authentically living life your way, as we are diving into what I refer to as the SOS toolbox, your sense of self, with the ultimate goal that you will be equipped and empowered with this solid sense of self. As you go through life, you don't have to be sending out that other SOS call, save our souls, save our ships. You have some tools to be able to navigate that for yourself. I have been told, and I would fully support, I'm a little biased, but I've been told this from the outside, that this is actually a toolbox that should be taught in every school. Every family, every place where we're doing spiritual work, academic work, relating, like everywhere we go, we should be somewhat equipped. And yet, I'm not sure, but even in just learning too, do you feel like you've ever learned some of these? We have already addressed self-anchoring and self-awareness. What are your thoughts as you listen to these? Can you recognize how each of these would actually be pretty helpful in your day-to-day life? Understanding that these really are pretty essential as you continue to walk this walk of authenticity. I want to move in and let's just go right into the third tool. And this one is called self-compassion. I want you to imagine, we started with imagining laying out your toolbox, but I want you to imagine a different scenario with me. One day you are called in to have this big presentation. You've been planning for months to do this. You've been well-practiced, very well-rehearsed. You've thought about it. You've worked on it. And the room is filled with all of the shareholders, the potential clients that are there, all of the big wigs in their suits and fancy binders, all of your colleagues are there. You stand before them all. And instead of that elegant, fact-based PowerPoint speech that you gave, that you wanted to be able to give, what comes out instead is just a bunch of fumble mumble, and you are absolutely frozen, unable to formulate a single intelligent word, right? It's like crisis hits and your boss has to step in, push you to the side and really give offers instead a jumbled version of the notes you had worked so hard. And after the meeting, she comes in and she is furious. She slams stuff down on the tables and declares to everyone what an absolute idiot you are, what a mistake it was to ever hand you such a big project. Oh my gosh, like I can almost feel that. Like, oh my gosh, what an absolute dreaded experience, wanting to just crawl under a rock. Now, on top of what you must already be feeling, your boss then adds so much insult to injury with those harsh words, which quite frankly are just echoing everything that's already in your head. Every single fear, every failure you've ever experienced, just right there for the whole world to see. And despite years of success and commitment to this company, accomplishments that you've had, her only focus is on this one situation, this fumble where you dropped the ball. The rest of it just goes out the window, right? Oh my gosh, the devastation of an experience like that. Now, stick with me. Let's do another scenario. Same exact scene, but you even fumble the ball, right? Like all of that is exactly the same, but let's change the ending a little bit. Instead of that humiliating tongue lashing that your boss does, instead, afterwards, she privately pulls you into her office and she says, just as you're about ready to prepare for the absolute worst tongue lashing that you've ever taken in your life, she simply nods. And she says, man, that was really rough. You look terrified up there. And I know how hard you work. And I could see how much you froze. Just in that one moment, you froze. I'm not going to lie. We've got some serious cleanup work to do, but we can recover. We all make mistakes and we all drop the ball. It happens. Now we just have to figure out how to move forward. Oh, like, could you imagine that response? Do you see the difference in their reaction? Same exact scenario, just two very different end results. Which boss would you want to work for? Which person would you show up for and feel supported and understood? The person who you would redeem yourself with and work that much harder. We all have epic failures that need to be acknowledged, right? That boss didn't deny it. She didn't kind of pacify and placate you in any way. She would really acknowledge, man, you screwed up. And then we know that we've got to move back in there and clean that up. Of course, you would rather want to work for that second boss. How much harder would you actually work? Self-compassion is your ability to do just that, that type of scenario. The world can be totally brutal at times. We all have situations where we just fall on our face and it's awful and we need a soft place to land. Self-compassion is your opportunity to do just that. And what I find is that self-compassion gets a bad rap, really a bad rap. People mistake this tool, and it is a powerful tool. They mistake it for things like wallowing or being really weak or getting lost in self-pity. That is a total misperception. As by the example that we used, you can see that there was no wallowing. She didn't deny or suppress any of that. She didn't excuse it. She didn't pity you. She just was very, very clear. Self-compassion is your ability to treat yourself with kindness and respect while still allowing yourself to do what needs to be done. You screwed up, you made a mistake, there's cleanup work to be done. And everybody has that experience. What do you need to do now? Having compassion for someone or something, including yourself, doesn't excuse or dismiss anything. It's just loving, gentle energy that we all need, especially in today's day and age. It's common knowledge that people work better under positive work environments where they feel supported and seen and contributing. Why would our inner environment be any different? Positive motivation is way more effective than any type of degradation or disrespect. How is it that you speak to yourself? Would you ever speak to another human being the way that you speak to yourself? Would you refer to a small child the way you refer to yourself? Are you your own worst enemy? Are you adding stress and strain, kind of salt to the wound when you make a mistake or things don't go the way that you had hoped? Your inner critic may need to be sent to the principal's office or have to sit in on some sensitivity training. If your inner critic is the one that's really kicking your tail, probably need to tune in and allow that critic to kind of settle down. If he or she or it is beating the crap out of you, we need to introduce it to the tool of self-compassion. It is simply your ability to be kind, respectful, and understanding towards yourself, very much like you would be another human being. It's the willingness to be decent and gentle with yourself as you meet yourself exactly where you are without ridicule, scrutiny, or any type of personal assault. It's the ability to really find positive ways to acknowledge and motivate yourself, kind of keep after yourself without this level of defeat or beating yourself up. As you use words, thoughts, even it's not just the words that you speak, it's the thoughts that you think and the behaviors that you engage in that show respect and understanding for yourself. It's your ability to manage that internal story that you have. Like, how much of a story do you write when you make a mistake or something is embarrassing or challenging for you? Do you have a script where that critic is kind of reading through all of the things that are wrong with you? Are you able to speak to yourself more gently as you're considerate and kind about what your tender spots are or the mistakes that you've made? Can you see your mistakes or your flaws in right size? People will often see anything that they've done wrong or maybe not the best about them. They see them in very large proportions. And are you ever able to be opposite side of that? Can you acknowledge your own strengths and celebrate the things that you do right and are good at? I wonder if you could learn how to soften your approach. When you make a mistake and you notice things instead of like that first boss, you know, saying something, you idiot, what is wrong with you? I can't believe. What if you worked on just simply softening and being able to say to yourself, oh, yikes, not your best, try again. See how gentle that is? So yeah, it's being able to separate yourself from feelings of shame, separating it out from guilt, and knowing that though you maybe have done something wrong, you aren't something wrong. That's the difference between shame and guilt. It's coming to terms with things in right size. Remember that if you have done something wrong, guilt is an appropriate emotion. It needs your attention and your clarity. But the idea that you really riddle yourself with how bad or how wrong you are, if your inner critic is constantly chiming in to the things that you've done wrong and all of the things that are wrong with you, it needs to be put into a better place. There is a difference between feeling bad about something versus feeling guilty. Now, this is an interesting dynamic that might take you. A lot of times when people do something, they feel, or something happens, they feel guilty for it. And I would really challenge you, like guilt is indicative that you've done something wrong. And I find that people are sometimes overreaching in their guilt. They often feel that out of proportion. If you've done something and you need to clean that up, then by all means, just like the mistake you made in this presentation, you might need to have an element there where you are able to practice and clean up that energy. But guilt is indicative that you've done something wrong. If you just feel bad about a situation, that's just sadness, worry, or grief, right? So it's learning to be able to see emotions in right size in a way that's more soft and gentle. These tools are designed to help you establish some sense of reality about what's actually going on in life so that you can see that reality for what it is and then decide accordingly how you want to respond, what you want to do or what you don't want to do. These tools are specifically designed to equip you from a more strong, capable place in life. So we've talked about self-anchoring, self-awareness, and now we're venturing into self-compassion. I want to know how well equipped are you feeling as you are facing stress, conflict, really big decisions? Just out of these three tools, we haven't even ventured into the others. Do any of these resonate? Could you see yourself going to the garage, so to speak, and whipping out any of these three? If you start at the top with anchoring and awareness, how would you use these to empower yourself from a place more differently than you have been? When we come back, we're going to keep addressing more of these tools, and we're going to move into a tool called self-defining. This is a very critical tool for you to begin to understand life from your own perspective. I did what I love to do. I went to dictionary.com and looked up the word defining, and I'll just leave you with this before we take a break. Define means to state or describe exactly the nature, scope, and meaning of. So when we come back, we're going to work on self-defining. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
Do you find yourself being busy, busy, yet you just don't feel all that productive or fulfilled at the end of the day? Tune into Coffee with the Universe with me, Laura Goldstein, every third Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Stop reacting to life and be more peaceful and on purpose instead. Visit www.cwtu.net for show details.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
We're back here on The Ally Effect, authentically living life your way with me, Allison Blythe. And we're discussing this concept of your toolbox and helping you really understand how well equipped, maybe some things you've been using in the past and how to replace some of those tools with some brand new shiny tools. We've already addressed three, but I left you a little bit with a definition. So far, we've been discussing certain life hacks, these necessary tools and equipment to help you figure out life and getting through as a pretty happy, capable, competent adult. These are the tools that most people never learned, not in your family, not in school, not later in life. And you certainly were probably not born with any of these, but maybe you're more equipped at some. Maybe some will come more strongly or naturally to you. But we're going to dive in. We're going to talk about this tool called Self-Define. I want to introduce to you a client of mine named Toby. And Toby woke up in a world in which he simply did not recognize. Every morning he would get up with this huge sense of dread. You see, Toby, though a pretty young man, he had created quite a life for himself. He had been granted quite a few things, and he was facing a dilemma. Toby had a woman in his life who he was supposed to love. By all situations, it was kind of set up that she was amazing. She was an amazing human being. She kind of selected all this criteria, and his family loved him and all of these things. But Toby was dreadfully unhappy. And there was this contemplation of this engagement that he felt very, very pressured to be able to do. Most days, Toby felt completely incapable of getting out of bed, much less leaning into any type of joy or happiness. The dread he felt was absolutely overwhelming and just absolutely consuming to him. And so Toby came in to see me for what he thought was like clinical depression. And I'm not saying that Toby wasn't depressed, but let's dig a little bit deeper. As Toby began to talk and unravel some of this history that he shared with me, what I was able to see is that he was in a season of his life where everyone else was making decisions for him. From a very early age, life began to kind of take this path. He had built an entire life based on what other people expected of him. And it was a life that paralleled that of his grandfather, his father, his uncles, and even his older brother. And yet it was a life that he absolutely didn't want. He never wanted it. He realized that he had some incredibly tough choices in front of him. And if you want to find out what happens to Toby, we're going to talk about him in the next episode, also kind of giving you some awareness that Toby came to this realization that it was up to him to begin to define, what is this thing? What is life? What do I really want? We'll talk more next time about how Toby began to self-define and how you can actually begin to use this tool. Basic concepts like happiness, joy, satisfaction, love. Most people do, very much like Toby, what their family outlines. Maybe your family has a line of doctors or lawyers, and that's kind of the path you feel like you're destined for. Maybe a certain school, because that's what your family did. You have to grow up and have those 2.5 kids and a white picket. Like, what is it that really was defined for you? We're going to talk about the tool of self-defining even more. Just want to introduce it and add that really quickly to your toolbox before we end today. And so one person was able to say to me, Allison, you always bring up really powerful points. Thank you. I don't always know where to begin or how to apply them. Any words of wisdom? Yes, I think that's actually good, because we talk about so many things, and as powerful as the points are, that's why I break these segments up so that you can just have little nuggets to be able to chew on. I want to go right back to one of the tools. Where do you begin? It's the starting point I land most people at. It's that self-awareness. It's learning to be able to tune in as you start to pay attention. It's your greatest piece of information and it's your most accurate gauge. I'm going to say it again. How do you feel about something? What are your emotions trying to tell you? When something happens or someone does or doesn't do something, use Toby as an example. I mean, most of his days were filled with dread. He had money, he had a great job, he had great family, he had great friends, but he was living a very inauthentic life. He was living for other people's expectations. What's happening inside of you? What are your thoughts, perceptions, awareness, and needs? Like that is your element to begin to pay attention to. Most people look outside as they assess, and gauge what the right things are to do. They look outside, what's expected of them. Self-awareness is just the opposite. It's your ability to tune inward, to see and recognize how something lands with you, how you feel about it, so that you can decide accordingly what works and what doesn't. My challenge to you this week is simply pay attention. That's what I say to most of my clients. What's going on? Pay attention and see how much more you become capable of navigating. My sense is once you start to pay attention, you'll know what direction to turn, even if it's a hard choice. You'll know it's your starting point and an important piece of information as you learn to pay attention to what that awareness is actually trying to show you. Next time, we're going to dive deeper into this toolbox, and we're going to offer more tips, more tools, more resources for building things. You're building this toolbox and really solidifying your sense of self. Think about, remember we talked about the kitchen utensils or the things in your garage. What's going on inside of you? When something comes up, how does it feel? What are the ways that you typically cope? Write those down and we'll maybe make a comparison with some of these brand new tools. If you're still curious about Toby, we'll talk about many ways that he used some of these tools. Stay tuned because I'll share how he used several of them to create way more of a life that was authentic to him, way truer to him than what the life he was leading. And really at 27 years old, kind of this idea that he was able to wake up and have this. It makes me happy that he didn't have to wait till 37, 57, 87, right? Talk about authenticity, the courage to show up and make those hard calls for your own life. That's what this SOS toolbox is. So as we venture in, I will encourage you to think about these tools, self-anchoring, and really the ways that you anchor yourself in the midst of some of these deep waters of life. How are you using self-anchoring to get yourself grounded and stabilized? What about self-awareness and how well you're tuning in to different things? And then I would really encourage you to add this tool of self-compassion. We all can use more gentle, kind, respectful, honoring language. Are you your own soft place to land as things start to heat up in your world? So those three, and then we're going to talk a little bit. You have self-define. If you ever want to take the time to literally write out pen to paper, self-define different concepts in life. Are you living a life that's more true to other people than it is to you? If you could have anything in the world, and I'm not just talking about like possessions, but like if you could live a life that was totally true for you, what would that look like? We are talking week after week, authentically living life your way. Have you ever thought about what authenticity looks like, what it feels like, what you need? Like that's the ability to self-define, is that you have clarity and a clear, decisive picture about what it is you're actually trying to create. So there's four tools for you to be able to practice and familiarize yourself. And then next time we'll add to your toolbox so that you can feel more comfortable and familiarized with these. And you can begin to navigate life from a much more profound place where you are living your life, where you are capable of navigating, making decisions, having conflict, and really coming from that place of authenticity. So there you have it. The introduction of the SOS toolbox. If you want to contact me, maybe you've got some questions that come up. Maybe there's a situation that like, I don't even know which tool, what. Send me an email, allisonblythe@live.com. And you can check out some information. There's things that can help you. Misunderstood is full of information at the back. That's where the toolbox is housed. So you can learn about these tools individually. And even a course on my website, Misunderstood, for you to be able to dig into some of this work. But yeah, that's on my website, AllisonBlythe.com. And your daily boost, if you want to follow me on social media, Allison Blythe, life coach on any social media platform. So there you have it. I want to thank you for tuning in to The Ally Effect, authentically living life your way. And I am Allison Blythe, and I'm looking forward to when we can journey again, talking about this SOS toolbox. You can join me the first and third Thursday of every single month. And we'll be back next time, continuing to talk about authentically living life your way. Have a great week.
Thanks for tuning in to The Ally Effect with Allison Blythe. The moment you decide to take control of your own well-being, you start the journey of authenticity. Tune in next time for more empowering conversations and practical tools to help you shed your fear, worry, comparison, and less-than beliefs. Stick with us as you step into the driver's seat and head off onto the road of success and happiness. Your best life awaits.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.